So, saying I wish an apocalypse upon the world, what should my job be after that? In my future, what should I do?
My sources are telling me you'll probably be... there's always demand for psychic hotlines. You'll probably be working at one of those before the night's over.
If we don't have telephone... him with the power to begin with. That's what I want to know. Anyway, so this week is the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline, and what's going to happen this week on Friendly Town, it's part of our call-in series. We've done a couple of these, Friendly Town 911, Friendly Town Sports Talk Radio. What's going to happen is one by one, citizens of Friendly Town are going to come here and staff our bustling new psychic hotline business. The Hummus Factory is temporarily shut down due to too much hummus in the gears, just hummus spilling out of everything, made a bit of a mess, so we kind of had to clean it up. And but in the meantime, Friendly Town's got to subsist, you know, we got to earn a buck somehow, and what better way than to rip off some roofs on a psychic hotline charging $8 a minute. So we got a one-way direct line to Chum Village, and we're going to take these people's calls and their money. And so what's going to happen, if you're the psychic on shift, you're going to come up here and you're going to sit down with this microphone that may or may not be in the sand. It's up to you, but it can be, but it might not want to be. Anyway, and then the phone is going to ring and you're going to take the call. The phone is behind the soundboard. If you look behind everyone, Todd Lewis is back there with the microphone. All right, but not really. Use your imaginations. He's on the phone from Chum Village anyway, and then he's going to call in with a
bring, bring.
Oh, welcome to the Friendly Town Voodoo Psychic Hotline. I'm going to read your fortune here, tell your future what you need to know, caller.
I'm down here. This is Todd Lewis. I'm down here in Chum Village eating some banana pudding.
Oh, that sounds that's unfortunate for you. How's that banana pudding taste, you sucker?
Pretty good, considering it was made by jerks. Anyway.
Before we go, if you're going to start slighting me, you're not going to get a good fortune. You're going to get a bad one. You know that, right? So you might as well be polite.
I'm saying the banana pudding was made by jerks, not that you're a jerk.
Well, yeah, but you know where the banana pudding comes from.
Chum Village.
Oh, does it?
Where they're jerks. You know, for someone that's clairvoyant, you don't know a lot about the world. Anyway, I'm calling because I lost the remote to my TV, and I need to know that if I'm ever going to find it or if I just need to buy a new TV.
All right, so here's... It's a test of will, Mr. Todd. Your remote can be found, but what I need to know is whether or not you are ready to find it.
Do you think it's under the coffee table?
Yeah, it's probably under the coffee table.
And if not, do you know where... I thought I checked, but that's where it was last time. It could be in the couch. Are you getting any psychic tingles about it being in the couch?
Let me see. I mean, have you checked?
Yeah, I've checked.
Well, then... You tell me, was it in the couch or was it not in the couch?
I didn't. I mean, I have a futon. Do you see a couch in my future?
Are you, wait, sir.
Because I'd like one, but I don't know if it would sleep as good as the futon.
So you want to know if... You will find your currently lost remote control in the couch that you will buy later.
Yeah, that would be very convenient. It'd be the best.
Let me think here. Now, all right, I'm looking in your future. There's no couch in your future, Todd, and here's why. Couches cost money.
But I've seen some on the side of the road before.
Ooh, you don't want those, Todd. I mean, okay, wait, let me look forward again. I'm getting another premonition. I see bed bugs in your future.
All right, I've got one more question.
But also no remote control, just the bed bugs.
I've got this buddy that keeps saying, by the power invested in me, and it's vested. Do you think he's going to figure that out by himself, or should I say something to him?
I'm getting a premonition. I think he feels very embarrassed right now.
Good.
Do you have any other questions, Mr. Todd? I'm nearing the end of my shift up here.
All right. Do you have any stocks you'd recommend?
Stocks?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Wait a week before you buy any stock in the Friendly Town Hummus Factory, because right now productivity is low. But in a week or so, I foresee productivity being high and also maybe me being out of a job.
Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Click. And that's how it works, everybody. Just like that. You'll take a call. You'll take a call and be embarrassed by someone from a different city on the phone, as I have been. The power invested is vested?
Yeah.
You know, I think of Friendly Town as a personal investment, you know. I've invested a lot of my time into Friendly Town and not just to be humiliated in front of my peers. Anyway, that said, I think it's time for me to close out my shift here at the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline and make way for your next psychic, Mr. John Hurst, everybody.
Finally, in work vacation. Finally did it. Get the slack off here. Just make fake questions for schlubs. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be a great time. Get to prepare some stuff here. I'm already bored. Oh, there's a. Sounds like a submarine, but okay. Hello, this is Mr. Friendly, the psychic hotline guy. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm a multi-billionaire type of guy. I won't say what my name is, but I own a electric car company and also a space company, and also I dig holes. I guess I'll say my name is Shmelon.
All right. What's your favorite of those three?
Definitely the hole digging. We get to use flamethrowers for some goddamn reason.
Wow. Well, do you have any open applications?
You can go to my website, shmelonbusk.com, and if you want to buy a flamethrower for $600, I'll get to shoot my car into space again.
Okay, all right. That sounds great. But what's your question, sir?
So everyone's mad at me for some reason, and I keep throwing money at it. How to not make human mad at me?
Oh man, humans are a fickle bunch. Fortunately, I have a set of cards that can help me out. They're not the cards that will deal the future, but they're Magic the Gathering cards. So I figure that it doesn't actually specify what sort of cards they are supposed to be. So we're gonna figure out your future on the phone, and also because I think this will add extra 5 minutes to the call, so at least get $60 out of it. Is that okay?
That's fine. Do you take American Express Ytterbium? It's like 7 layers above American Express Platinum.
We actually take a certain form of psychic currency called psychic coin. It's a cryptocurrency that we only have to guess. We guess what the value will be in the future, and it doesn't become that, but it comes very close. So, all right. So, let's see here. Like, I see your cards in the future. I see a swamp.
Can I dig a giant hole into that swamp?
I mean, it's basically already a giant hole with water in it, but we can start there, yes. The plains tells that maybe all is not as you seem. Like, maybe this will dry up in the future because humans are fickle creatures, and they will see that they will find something else to argue at. Perhaps when you find a girlfriend that is not named Thymes, so...
Her name is now C. We just changed it to C.
Like the letter C,
like the speed of light. You can check that. That's real. That actually happened.
So, all right.
I convinced my girlfriend to change her name to C.
All right, so...
But I maybe don't check the news, because people are saying some bad stuff about me on the news.
Well,
they're mad my cars keep killing people.
Well, what I suggest, sir, is that I'm tapping Swamp and Two Lands, and I'm bringing out a Quag Cygnus, which is an enchant creature that gives... Enchant creature gets -1/-1 for each swamp you control. I suggest swamps are in your future. Buy a lot of swamps. Go to Florida. There are, like, you throw out spaceships anyway. I mean, you might as well just own, like, where the spaceships are coming from, right?
Yes.
All right. We're getting somewhere. We're getting
eventually
somewhere.
I will own all of South Florida, and I will use it for my Earth ship.
What
to return to my, I mean, to go to another planet.
Which planet would that be, sir?
Never mind. Hey, isn't it cool that I tweet, right?
I hear only the coolest of people.
Don't you
tweet.
Want to be able to trust journalists? Go to my other website. doyoutrustjournalists.com.
Well, here's a good thing. Here's the other option you can do here. You buy a lot of swamps, you get that land, you make a barrier, you make a moat of those swamps, if you will. But then you call out the Academy Raiders. You get a bunch of Academy people on your side. They have Intimidate, which means they can be blocked except by artifact creatures and or creatures that share a color with it. They are 1/1, and that means, but you have to get a lot of them. You have to get a lot of academics. So you have to, like, push forward with these people, and you gotta, like, write in a lot of academic journals. Tell them how cool you are and how cool everyone around you is, especially C.
I didn't even finish college, so I'll be real cool by doing that, I guess.
Well, that's where you get the vial of poison. You sacrifice that vial of poison, and you just give it to whoever's talking bad of you on the internet.
Journalists.
Oh, well, we'll start.
And also people who don't like getting killed by electric cars.
Well, the first. Well, let's start with journalists first, okay? Let's like one thing at a time. So, is there anything else that is bothering you about these journalists, perhaps? Something you can tell me about?
They don't like that I'm selling flamethrowers to people.
Ooh, I personally that the flamethrower that sounds like quite a deal. For $600. So, but why don't you try to steal some? I drew a scroll thief. That tells me in the cards that you should buy a bunch of newspapers. That's what all the other millionaires and billionaires are doing right now. Just buy them up, make some bad, like, just get some shitty people on the columns, and they'll say whatever you want. What do you want them to say? What do you want the columns to say?
I want to go the Jeff Bezos route and buy up every other paper but the Washington Post and slander him. I'm coming for you, Bezos.
All right. All right. There we go. I think we found something. He hung up on me. Okay. Funny, I just rolled Advocate of the Beast, so here we go.
You should have mulliganed that hand's terrible.
Alright, you're relieved, John.
Alright.
How did this work?
Give it up again for your psychic, Mr. John Hurst. Alright, his shift is done. And to the detriment of I don't know how many people are going to catch fire as a result of the advice he's been giving, but for liability reasons, John, you're no longer a psychic at the psychic hotline.
Yes!
Giving some dangerous advice out to there to some dangerous people. Anyway, our next psychic is your bartending mayor, the lovable Todd Lewis. Everybody.
Oh, man, I'm really nervous, you guys. This is my first real fake job.
Dring, dring.
Hello, Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. This is Dr. Lewis. How can I help you?
Hi, I just got some questions about the future.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds like what we're here for, the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline with Dr. Lewis. We are here to answer your questions, always and forever. In an expedient manner here at the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline with Dr. Todd Lewis, where we never stall or purposefully take up your time. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't very expedient. I get it.
Get what, sir? I'm merely speaking truths. There's no slander or falsehoods here at the Friendly Town... Psychic Hotline with Dr. Todd Lewis.
I was just wondering.
Yes, it is normal to let the mind wander upon the cosmic cloud and go from here to there.
Will the revolution be televised?
The revolution will not be televised, sir. There will not be a sponsorship by Coca-Cola. Because the revolution will not be televised.
Are eggs good for you or bad for you?
It depends on what kind of eggs and how many you eat and who you are and if you're eating them or doing something else with them. Or if you're... or there's a lot of variables, sir. You're going to have to be a lot more specific. You got to be specific when you come to see the doctor. That's Dr. Todd Lewis at Friendly Town.
I don't think
we've
got the time to be specific.
Then I'm legally contractually obligated to say see your physician.
What is the next big thing? Because people keep talking about it, and I was wondering if it might be my penis.
There's never going to be another big thing, and there was never a big thing to begin with. It was a false dichotomy sold to us by the companies, and we need to overthrow them with their shackles and so forth.
See, it still sounds like you're talking about my penis.
I do not believe so, sir. I am contractually obligated to say I am not talking about your penis.
I've just been worrying a little bit recently that we are going to ruin robot sex. What are your thoughts on that in the future?
I've never heard of robot sex. I don't know what you're talking about. But if someone did have a bunker full of robots that they were building for sexual deviant purposes, I don't think it would technically be illegal in case this call is being monitored or recorded for by anyone out there with the robotics union or any other sort of agency.
All right. I was just wondering now.
It's easy to let the mind wander through the cosmic cloud, sir. It's perfectly normal to let yourself go and let your mind go wherever it takes you. Perhaps it is taking you to another question. Maybe you're thinking about banana pudding. I'm not sure. I'm not psychic. I mean, I am psychic. But the future is always cloudy sometimes.
I was just wondering if you had any questions for me.
Do you have any leads on any real jobs?
Listen to this voice. You know I don't.
Man, that's too bad.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Okay. Your weather is 38 degrees. Oh, wait. Did he hang up? All right. I'm gonna go on break now.
Todd, we don't give breaks. You work until you die or are fired for liability purposes. With that said, you have just been fired for need to serve beer purposes. Anyway, our next psychic to the office to tell people's fortunes, make them happy or sad about their futures, Drew Harper, everybody.
This is the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. This is Drew.
Hi. Hello. What was your name again?
My name's Drew. You're listening to the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline.
So I can ask you, like, anything about my future?
Nothing's off limits of the Friendly Town. Nothing's off limits of the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline.
Well, good. I got some questions for you then. So recently I happened upon a genie. And the genie offered me wishes, and I'd really like to know what I should use the wishes for. And I want to scale them up, so like my first wish would be something that people wouldn't notice something fucky going on. So like, what mildly annoying thing would I curse on my enemy in my future, ideally?
I'm really glad. I'm really glad you brought this here to me. It's Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. Have you thought about a divorce?
Like wishing a divorce on him or for myself?
Probably on, well, for him, obviously. I mean, it's not a...
What tragedies have probably, you been through that a divorce is a mild inconvenience for you?
You probably don't even need to use the wish. Everyone will get divorced.
I like that. That's in line with as bleak as I'm trying to wish. That's good.
Yeah.
I value that. So, saying I wish an apocalypse upon the world, what should my job be after that? In my future, what should I do?
My sources are telling me you'll probably be... I mean, there's always a demand for psychic hotlines. You'll probably be working at one of those before the night's over.
If we don't have telephone... like that's true. I'm not sure if after the apocalypse we'll have telephone technology. Do you think this is the kind of industry that can work over like tin cans with a wire?
I'm gonna shoot it to you straight. No. The earliest days of psychic hotlines were done with Morse code. And I think there's a promising, probably you could do that. Morse code, hot psychic. You got to learn Morse code first, but it's nice. Less inflection.
Do I have to be able to communicate the Morse code orally with beeps and boops, or should I like carry a device with me?
Castanets. I'm filling in for some guys that just got fired. I think it rained on me a second ago, and I'm indoors. I don't want to talk about your bleeps and bloops. Do you have any real, like, problems? Some people have real problems, like divorce.
That seems like a sticking point with you, but I got another question for you. So, recently, someone has procured my most private browsing history and is threatening to show it to members of my family if I don't give him something valuable. And I'm just not sure what I should offer. What do you think that should be?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you called the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline to inquire about that. First of all, as a psychic, because that's what I am, all of your family members have equally bad or worse private browsing histories. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Since you're clairvoyant, what would those be that my family members have?
Oh, Christ.
And the blackmailer has only given me a minute to respond, so...
A minute to respond. I want to
answer quickly.
Your dad's a cuck. Your mom, she likes when the soft penises where they're tied up in a cage. Anything else? Not the person's not in a cage, just the penis. It's a little penis cage.
That goes hand in hand with the cuck thing. Maybe they should just tell each other about their things.
I think that'd probably help a lot of families.
Do you know if that will
more honest,
if that will offend off the divorce honest. Or no? Is it still incoming?
It is imminent and unavoidable.
Thank you. Click.
We just promoted Drew to manager of the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline Call Center for his amazing enthusiasm on the job. That's one of the best. That's one of the best calls I've seen taken in this center since it opened 5 minutes ago, or half an hour ago. What is time whenever you're seeing into the future? Anyway, your next psychic who will be gracing the hotline, taking your calls, answering your questions. Calming your nerves is Keith Orlowski, everybody.
A lot of woos. I knew they were coming. I guess now we wait.
Hello.
Hey, is this the psychic hotline?
Yes, I knew you'd be calling.
Oh, good. You're good. Look, my name is Gary Stallone. You probably know my brother from Friendly Town, Tony Stallone, part of the Pizza Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, look, I'm gonna keep it short, but he's kind of skipped town not too long ago. He went to New Happyton, like he wanted to get really happy, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But he left me the entirety of the Pizza Mafia, including our pizza restaurant fronties. Mm-hmm. So, where we have all the fronts, mm-hmm. and a pretty good calzone, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. But he didn't give me any information on the customers or anything. Mm-hmm. He was just like going, I just had a customer call in, and he had a really deep voice, and he just wanted to go like, I want the usual, and I don't know what the usual is. Look, can you help me find out what the usual for this guy is? Go on.
The usual is whatever he gets all the time.
Oh, you're good. You're good. But if you don't mind going a little bit deeper down that calzone hole that I gotta make for him. It may be a calzone. I don't know if it's a pizza. Maybe a salad. God forbid. But look, he's coming over in 15 minutes. He's gotta be ready. I need help here.
Everything that I know about pizza has come from internet videos, and they all always order extra sausage.
Ooh, always, you say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I can probably, I mean, we got some victims in the back. We can probably chop them up, make a quick sausage out of them, but you didn't hear that part, okay? You didn't hear that part.
There's a psychic patient confidentiality.
Excellent. I don't, like, it's just, a, it's a, like, is it like a mind signing thing? Do I have to come there in person or something?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Glad we're on the same page here. So, also, I actually don't know how to run a pizza kitchen, just kind of left it for me. So, I need, do you guys, like, use knives or something in here? I don't know. They haven't let me in a pitch kitchen for a very long time.
Do the psychics use knives?
Well, I mean, do you guys use knives? I'm also curious about that. But mainly, the chefs in the pizza kitchen.
Yes.
Tell me about the psychic knives. I'm more interested in that now.
I never answered that question.
No. I've seen
three different psychics be fired for liability issues, and I don't want to be one of them.
Look, I'm trying to cut a deal here, man. Like if you guys got psychic knives, I got some psychic victims that need to happen, if you know what I mean. Maybe this guy is coming in with the usual.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like, look, I will give you a 50% off coupon for a calzone of your choice. Your choice, not my choice. You get one for free if it's my choice. I'll tell you what, if you let me make whatever you want, because clearly I belong in a kitchen. I do not know what knives are in a kitchen, but I know what psychic knives are now, and I know what psychic knives can do.
You only think you do.
Oh, man. I want to know more.
No.
All right.
Ask again later.
Mm. Oh! All right, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I will ask again later, and I will find out what those psychic knives are. Click! Woo. Do you think you bought the click on there? Because I'm just wanting to hear what those are actually are now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit! Click!
Don't give it up for Mr. Covering His Own Ass, Keith Orlowski, who definitely did not have any liability violations. But did die during that call and is therefore no longer.
Psychic knife!
He stabbed himself with the psychic knife, playing around with his psychic knife. You gotta be careful with them, you know. That said, new no psychic knife policy at work. You gotta leave them in the glove compartment of your car on the way here. Alright, well, we got another currently unstabbed psychic on the way here, so y'all give it up for Josh Arnold, everybody.
And we're on the air, taking callers for the foreseeable future, which for me is longer than you, but... Hello?
Is she ever coming back?
Is this about more divorces again?
No.
Seems to be a running theme of the night.
Can someone be, you deal with metaphysics, right? Right? You're a psychic, right? You
know everything we do here is strictly scientifically proven, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Can you put someone back together after you've cuffed them up?
Really depends on how many pieces they're in. Do you have a count?
A lot. Yeah.
There's also some emotional magic involved. The amount of pieces your broken sadness heart is in is that less or more than the pieces the body is in. It's important.
My heart, it's just black.
Didn't ask about the color of the person, but that could be important. Who knows?
Oh, no, don't be sorry. I'm a white... I'm not trying to be racist. I just killed my wife. That's all. I'm just trying to figure out if...
So it sounds like we're deciding on an adhesive first. And it sounds like crazy glue might be the correct choice.
Crazy glue. Crazy glue. You foresee that working? You foresee it. Can you predict where I could maybe find some crazy glue? I need industrial quantities of crazy glue. She's in a million pieces.
All over the kitchen. You're gonna need to also drink water before you dehydrate from all the tears. But the crazy glue quantity you acquire, I'm sure they've got barrel sized amounts on Amazon. I would definitely check there first. I can probably help with the spiritual reinvigoration after we've done Frankenstein the body back together.
What do I need to bring her back? I just want the second chance, so I can cut her up again. No, but I think I made a mistake. I could have used a cooler knife or something. And I just blew it, you know. It was gonna be great. I was gonna cut her up, and then it was gonna be so. But it was a mess, and I just want to try it.
What kind of knife did you use?
A pocket knife. Yeah, it was just
like a Swiss Army knife or like a regular pocket knife.
Yeah, it folded back on my hand a couple times. But tell me this: will the police be able to recognize my blood in the forensics mixed up with her blood? Because, I mean, they're going to recognize it's everywhere, but in my blood.
I just don't want them to find me. I'm going to go to jail.
I think if you mix it well enough, then it, you know. So you might have to create an equal amount of your own blood and smear it all together. And that should probably be after you crazy glue the body back, just so that the crime scene is particularly confusing. And then I think you'll be largely off the hook. Still maybe under the knife, but off the hook for sure. The best part about the Swiss Army knife usage is you get those little tiny scissors too. That might help with...
I tried the tiny scissors. It didn't. Yeah. They were worse. Anyway, I guess I'm gonna go to the hardware store. But thank you.
That's actually one of the least suspicious questions you can ask in a hardware store. Do you sell super glue or crazy glue in barrel sized amounts? Nobody ever raises eyebrows at those sort of things. So
good to know.
Yeah, I think you should be fine.
Thanks again for your help.
Josh, unfortunately, you have to be fired for being an accessory to murder. Sorry to hear about that. No against company policy to aid and abet in brutal murder. Anyway, We got a couple psychics left, and I failed to warn the psychics and callers this last round because I was too busy hamming it up.
Psychics already know.
Okay, well, in that case, will the psychic who's next in line please come to the stage? That's what I thought. Anyway, y'all give it up for Sean Simino, everybody.
I didn't come up because I'm not actually the psychic, but we're back with the Wilson Show, everybody, on the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. We're here with the psychic being that lives inside the tennis ball. His name is Wilson, and yes, he is the brother of the one from Castaway. Say hi, Wilson. Hi, folks. So Wilson's going to be answering your questions. So do we have a caller?
Ring. Ring.
Hello, you're on the Friendly Ring. Town Psychic Hotline with Wilson. Hi there.
Hey.
Hello.
My name is St. Thomas Ledoux.
Hello, St. Thomas.
I'm, this is my first time. It's my first time calling you, and I've got a lot of problems.
You can tell Wilson about your problems.
Yeah, you can trust me. Okay, Wilson. Well, here's the deal, Wilson. Here's the thing. I'm hosting Friendly Town tonight. And, sometimes, I don't think I'm doing so good. Other times, I think I'm doing great. And, but that's not my main problem. That's not my main problem. Wilson?
Yeah?
I was wondering what to do the next time that I'm find myself caught in the middle of a foursome.
All right. Well, I'm going to consult with Wilson. I have to let him out of his little tennis ball here. So Wilson's going to speak through me for a few minutes. So hold on just a second.
I am coming through. Coming through. Let me out of my prison.
Unleash me. Let me take my revenge upon this world.
St. Thomas. This is Wilson speaking.
Hey!
You were asked about foursomes.
Yes.
The next time you're in a foursome, you would like advice about that, correct?
And what I'd like to know.
The next time you are in a foursome, you should always take a palm reading. And no, I'm not talking about hand jobs. No. You must consult with Wilson's tiny hands. I'm reading the lines on your palm, St. Thomas.
I can't see the hands. This is a phone call.
Your lifeline is short. But your sex lines are long. This line right here.
I can't see.
That is bad news for foursomes.
Can you see my
hands? But this line is good.
Are you looking at my hands right now?
For fivesomes.
Oh.
Wilson's tiny hands see all. My advice is avoid foursomes because you think that everyone will pair off. But inevitably, one person always ends up with two people, and there's just one weird person in the corner like, I guess I'm doing nipple stuff with myself? That is why you must go for the fivesome. Wilson has spoken.
Well,
yeah! Hey there, caller. I hope Wilson helped you out with your problem there. Is there anything else, any other help I could provide for you tonight?
You know, I'd say I'm, I'd, I do find that answer satisfactory. But I'm just still so sad.
Well, cheer up, you fool.
Click.
Have a good night.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be fired. We have a very explicit no demons at work policy. That was definitely in the agreement you signed when we hired you on. You promised not to bring a demon in this office, and we're just really disheartened at your breach of trust. All right, our next potential hotline who hopefully I will not have to fire is Jared Pierce, everyone.
Alrighty, we are on our first shift at the Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. Do we have a caller?
Yo, what up?
Hey! Thank you for calling Friendly Town Psychic Hotline. How can I help you?
Man, I got a bunch of ideas I need help with. I'm a young and blossoming entrepreneur from Trum Village, and I would very much like to get some help. I got some crazy ideas. I want to get your mind on them.
Hey, drop those sick ideas in my private message box, yo. Go.
Okay, so you know how, like, spoons are, like, food pools? What if I could make, like, a food rake for spaghetti or meats?
That's a really great idea. I think what you should do is you should go down to the patent office and you should talk to them. And I'm getting this idea. There's a patent. It's number P3. It's a thing called a fork. Talk to them about it.
Okay, cool. No doubt. All right, this is another idea I was thinking about. A jetpack, but only for one leg, and you can only use it on a Sunday.
I'm not really sure what you think the objective of that idea is, but I say run with it.
Okay,
I like it. It seems like it would be a very, very fortuitous venture for you.
Okay, no doubt. What about a clothing rental line for toddlers?
I think that's in short order.
Oh, okay. No doubt. All right, my next one is I want to start a comparable business to WWE, but it's only with crack babies.
Next.
So you think I should just not run with that one?
I think you should let that one die.
Okay.
Like the crack babies.
Good point. What if I bought a Boeing 747, hollowed out the inside, made an apartment complex, people can live inside their own private jet?
Actually, I like that idea. Where do I sign up?
Do you have $500 million?
Well, I work for Friendly Town Psychic Hotline, so no.
Okay. My other one is, I heard a dude call in earlier. He had like a genie. I was wondering where I could get some genies.
Well, so... That's actually, that one I can answer. That one's really easy. You go to 1996.
Okay.
And you go to the video store.
All right.
And you pick up a copy of Disney's Aladdin.
Okay. Is that the one with the princess and the frog?
No, that's the one with Aladdin.
With the monkey who steals fruit.
Right, that one. Yeah, with the fruit stealing monkey.
The Jungle Book.
That's okay. Right.
All right.
So you go get the Jungle Book and then you watch it. And you'll get a genie. It's voiced by Robin Williams. It's only on screen. It doesn't grant wishes, but you get a genie.
Okay, that sounds pretty dope. I'm not even gonna lie to you. All right, I had this other entrepreneurial idea, which would involve me becoming the president of the United States through a series of tricks and various lucrative tweets.
I think that you have a very strong marketing strategy there. Your team should be composed of people with entirely no experience.
Okay.
All right, people whose only real voice comes from Cox News.
Okay.
And then you should sleep with porn stars left and right and then lie about it.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Done. You'll be president in no time. 2020.
All right, this is the last question. This ain't more of an entrepreneurial idea, but more of something to cover my own assets. How many times can I get kicked out of a Chuck E. Cheese before I get arrested for child endangerment?
Well, I mean... The first time they give you off with a warning.
That's
the second
where I'm at right
time
now.
They give you off with a restraining order.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So if you breach that restraining order, you get two more tries.
Okay.
All right. And if you steal a kid on that first try, you're in the clear. Like, one and done.
Okay. Kidnapping and false imprisonment sound good. Call out.
All right, Jared, hate to break it to you, but you are fired because no crack babies at work or mention of Robin Williams. It offends people with certain sensibilities. Just not good, not cool. Really wish you hadn't gone there. Anyway, that said, we have one more real-life psychic, and then we have... A premonition brought to us. I've heard our missing host Tyler Sonicson might in fact be willing to communicate with us through the ether, if you will, before we go. So let's wrap this up as expediently as we can, because Lord knows we're not really answering any questions here tonight. This has all been a farce. Anyway, so y'all give it up for Colin Riggs, everybody.
Tell me.
Sounded mildly aroused.
Okay.
Or horribly depressed.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Shouldn't you know that already? Hello? Hello? Are you
there? Yeah, but it's to help you more than me.
Okay.
It tends to make people uncomfortable if they just call in and I just start spouting bullshit at them. I mean, answers.
If you're a psychic, could you give me the answer before I tell you the question?
I don't know. Let's try it. I mean, yeah, let's try it.
Okay, I'm channeling my question to you. What is your answer?
No.
I will never star in one of the pornographies as Admiral Akbar. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm sticking to no on this one.
So, there's something that's been really just weighing on my mind lately. And I think it's on a lot of people's minds. And I just needed some, you know, some balance. Hello?
You gonna help me out here with what it is, or are we gonna do this again? Because the answer's gonna be no if we're doing this again.
Well, so no, like Aladdin, right?
Right.
So he's gonna be like the next Sultan, okay? So...
Depending on which movie you're on, yeah, right.
Okay, I'm not including anything that's not, like, holy canon in this.
Of course, I knew that already.
Okay. So, I mean, is he just gonna get, like, short and pudgy and fat like the other sultan? And, like, is he gonna be a cool sultan, or is he gonna be all, make Agrabah great again?
I'm seeing that he hangs himself. No, sorry. That's the genie.
Oh!
Aladdin's a great sultan. Genie's dead, though.
So where would I get my own genie?
Okay.
I heard that this is the place to call.
So you gotta go down to the video store. Go back to 1996. There will be a Blockbuster on the corner. You go
Holy
in.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about those.
Go in, you rent Jungle Book.
Is
it's
that
the movie
the one?
With it's the movie with the
Princess
Chinese girl.
And the Frog.
Yeah, the Princess and the Frog with the Chinese girl, and they go fight the Huns.
Oh my god, like with Evan Rude, the little like, you remember?
Sure. Rent that one.
What color is your hair?
I'm bald. Like all psychics. It's a requirement when we start working.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's sort of like the military here. Ain't that right, St. Thomas?
Well, I don't know. I'm just a silly St. Thomas to do.
St. Thomas, are you calling in to try to get all of us fired? Is that what all this is?
You all deserve to be fired. You're a bunch of fucknuts. By the way, you're fired. So, goodbye.
You heard me. Get off the stage. You're fired. Every one of you has been pranked by me, St. Thomas Ledoux, master of voice acting. It was all me. While I'm still on the phone and talking to this empty room, I'm going to project the voice of Tyler Sonicson, who I believe has called in with a premonition through me, the only real psychic in this room, regardless of what Todd Lewis might tell you. So here's my attempt to see. He sent me 5 different premonitions. I'm hoping I picked the right one. They're not labeled. All right. Here's a premonition.
I get you because you came here tonight. You will bring $5 to donate to the hilarious Laura Sanders as she performs on the Pilot Light stage for friendly.
Wait, I think they're in sequential order.
Greetings, everyone. This is your old pal, Tyler, the creator of fortunes, and I've got some fortune for all of you. I apologize for the noise. It's loud here in the spirit realm. Because of the spirits, they're noisy spirits. Anyway, I'm sensing a presence, a Shane Ryan presence. I believe Shane is there. Shane, I've got a fortune for you. Into Steve Earle on his rental car stereo. Actually, your friend forgot the Steve Earle CD that has Restless Heart on it, so he's going to listen to Dwight Yoakam instead. But he won't enjoy it as much. What other fortunes do I have to tell? Mayor St. Thomas. I believe St. Thomas is there. I'm sensing his presence. St. Thomas, for you. And your fortune is that one of your friends just drove by a big pickup truck with us, one of those snakes in the back that said, "Don't tread on me." And he is very intimidated right now. Mostly because it wasn't a sticker. It was a real snake that had "Don't tread on me" written on it. That's animal cruelty. I am sensing a Mayor Todd, bartending Mayor Todd presence. Is that one of your friends will be very disappointed if he does not get a photo op with Alexander Ovechkin or Nicholas Backstrom, though, to be perfectly honest, he will settle for Madison Bowie or Nathan Walker. I mean, life is too short to wait in line, after all. Fortunes! I have a fortune for John Hurst. Mayor John is there, I believe. I think he's hosting. And if he's not hosting, well, he should be hosting because he is a fun host. That's not really a fortune, more an observation. Anyway, what other fortunes do I have to tell? I'm sensing a Sean Simino is there after a, I'm getting a reading now, a long journey from Pennsylvania. That is the only joke I will steal from The Simpsons. Anyway, I'm sensing that Sean is playing with his beard right now. No, not now. Wait for it. Now. Okay. Well, he's not playing with his beard, but he is now thinking of it. Fortunes. I'm also sensing that a Rowan Young is there. Rowan, I have a fortune for you. One of your friends is seriously questioning the path he has taken in life. I mean, you know, what he's doing right now is a noble pursuit. But to be perfectly fair, He might be missing his calling. Who knows? Oh, but he just saw some really cute cows. There's a really big brown one. Probably moos a lot. So he's feeling better about things. You're probably thinking, thank you, Tyler. No, thank you, Rowan. Everyone should listen to your new podcast. Let's see, I'm sensing a presence. Is it Joshua Arnold there? Joshua? Okay, yeah, that's good. Anyway, that's all the fortunes that I have to tell for now. The only fortune I have left is for all of you, every single last one of you at the pilot light right now. I am predicting that you will all be back in your seats, more or less, that you're currently occupying this time next week. Same time, same place. The pilot light, which you know to get to because you came here tonight. You will bring $5 to donate to the hilarious Laura Sanders as she performs on the Pilot Light stage for Friendly Town Presents an Evening with Laura Sanders. It's going to be a great time. You will also tell your friends, and we're going to have fun. So, oh crap, it's the cops. Look, you also will mail bail money to a address to be determined in Virginia. When I call you back, and oh shit, okay, I don't know what the hands-free laws are in Virginia, so Tyler out.
All right, well, you heard him. That was in one case, anyway, a pretty amazing premonition by Tyler Sonicson that, in fact, yes, Sean was touching his beard. Wow. Proof, everybody. We had at least one. All right. So we can't be sued for fraud. This was a real psychic hotline. We really predicted some stuff. Other things, like Tyler said, well, I guess before I get to the announcements, give it up for yourselves. It was fun. We had a good time, I guess. I had a good time. I haven't eaten all day. I don't know if I'm just incapable of producing serotonin or if this is real depression. I don't know. We'll get there. Anyway, I'm out of stuff. Stick around. There's a show tonight. If you want to hear some music, it'll cost you money, I'm pretty sure. But it'll probably be worth it. And if it's not, don't come after me. I'll be gone. Anyway, y'all have a great night. And get home safe. We love you all. Bye.